From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
I just returned from the Galapagos Islands. Straddling the equator 600 miles off the coast of Ecuador, everyone interested in the wild things of the planet sooner or later gets to these remarkable islands. Charles Darwin was certainly stimulated by his five-week stay in 1835. I've been there numerous times, and I'm always astonished by the place. Those of us from the Bay Area have several reasons to feel right at home in the Galapagos. The cool ocean temperatures, surprising for tropical waters, often create a fog layer reminiscent of our own seashore zone. The same exact brown pelicans wheel through the sky, yellow warblers sing from the coastal scrub, and great blue herons hunt in the tide pools. A very close relative of our California sea lion is the dominant mammal. The ubiquitous barking and playful behavior of these frisky pinnipeds is evocative of home, but a Pier 39 it's definitely not. While humans have been living in the Galapagos for over 200 years, there's very little fresh water available. And like our own Farallon Islands, there were originally no predators on the Galapagos, so both groups of islands are a haven for breeding seabirds. White-vented storm petrels, albatrosses, swallow-tailed gulls, and frigate birds thrive there. And on the Farallons are murres, western gulls, puffins, and ashy storm petrels. But one of the most remarkable connections is with the California Academy of Science. In 1905, scientists from San Francisco visited the Galapagos, and during their 17-month stay collected 70,000 specimens. They assembled the largest collection of Galapagos plants and animals ever. The earthquake and fire of 1906 destroyed the original Academy building on Market Street and nearly all the biological specimens. But material on the way from the Galapagos formed the core of the rebuilding effort. And finally, the largest town in the Galapagos is located in a port named Academy Bay. The 89-foot schooner Academy, from the Cal Academy, anchored there, and the bay was honored for our local institution. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.